see how this goes. So I'm Sarah. I am the baby sister, but also the largest. So Chenille is my sister. She was also my friend. She was pretty good at mothering me as well. And my ability to form and or retrieve memories is pretty poor. So I only remember Chenille being like really kind and loving, which is good. But I imagine there were times when she really would have wished that Ashley and I went back to where we came from. So it was a privilege to be the youngest sibling, as it is in any family. You get away with a lot. But having Chenille as my oldest sister was super lucky. I was 13 when Chenille and Byron got married, and I spent a lot of time with them on the farm doing the things that they love to do. We would walk their first child, Holly, around the fields, go play basketball in the barn, watched a lot of movies, and I tried my best to clean out their candy drawer. Later, I left for college in Montana and lived in Central America with the Peace Corps, but I always loved when I came home, I knew where to find Chenille and her family. And they always welcomed me into whatever it is that they were doing. Every chance I could get, I would meet Chenille at Starbucks downtown. And Byron probably doesn't know how many lattes she bought me over the years. But hopefully someday her kids will want to go to coffee dates with me and I can pay them back because Byron doesn't drink coffee. Because I owe that family a lot of coffee. My sister Chenille was very talented at many things, such a variety of things. I've started to realize that I have zero of these capabilities. And I'm sad that I won't be receiving all of her lovely creations. Another great thing about Chenille was that she was really efficient. Things that take me weeks, months, or years to do, Chenille could do in minutes, like really fast. So as a family, we knew that we could count on Chenille to get stuff done, but depending on the task, we would have to weigh like the cost of, do we want to let Chenille at this project, or does that scare us because she's so good at it? Somebody in my life that loved Chenille maybe more than anyone else is my dog, Osa. And Osa would like attack Chenille every time she saw her, which she doesn't do to everyone, but it was out of love. But Chenille didn't mind. And her feet usually got trampled because she was always wearing her flip-flops. And I never saw anybody else show their love for Chenille in quite the same way as Osa, but I think we all loved her just as much. So the last year or so, I've been living in Portland, so we communicated mostly via text or phone calls. And on a recent dark night, I headed out, put my headphones on, which I don't usually do because I'm pretty cautious, but I really wanted to talk to Chenille, and I don't have a lot of free time. So I put my headphones on, and I'm going out for a walk, and I'm talking to Chenille, and she's quizzing me about my safety situation. Like, do I have my reflective vest on? Do I have lights? Like, are you sure it's safe? Are there sidewalks? Well, no, but I think it's safe. And she's like, well, are there weird, like, creepy people? I hope not. So we talked. We talked a lot about her boys, and that's what we talked about mostly every time we talked. But I don't know. There are just joys and challenges with parenting, and she seemed to think they were all great. She was pretty amused by all the good and the bad, so that was good for her. Nothing really overwhelmed Chenille. I saw chaos and really enjoyed escaping to like my world with just myself at times, and she just loved the energy in that household. So after Chenille died in the hospital, I went back in and I spent some time with her, and I really struggled to find appropriate words to use. I intermixed my disbelief about her sudden death with some really not probably good words, and also the love that I had for her. I also told her that I would help her kids learn to describe her sudden death in as eloquent of terms as I am capable in the future. But don't worry, Byron, I will run those things by you before I proceed. Thank you.